Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we are having conversations that matter for wherever the military has taken you. We're bringing you stories from real military spouses who not only understand the challenges, they are harnessing the opportunities to build lives they can love. From new spouses to veteran spouses, you'll get tips, tricks, and actionable steps that will help you along your military life journey. Welcome, everyone. This is Heather Campbell, and we are so thankful that you have joined us on the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we dive into the uniqueness of the military family journey by helping you build a life, a community, and a home you love when you are not in control of where you will call home next. Hello, everyone, and welcome to two things. One, by the time you are hearing this episode, it is Military Family Appreciation Month. So welcome to all of the celebrations. I am sure you are seeing lots of really great information coming out, discounts, fun events, things that are happening. So make sure that you are following along to our podcast and on all of our socials so that you can see some of the fun things that we have planned for all of our military families. But today we are going to talk about the dreaded P word, PCS. And I am telling you, you guys, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know that we just moved last year and it was a doozy. We moved across the continent. Well, we're moving again because that's how military life works sometimes, right? So when I'm talking about PCS today, know that as stressful as it is, I'm literally right there with you. I am going through it with my family. So this has actually been a really fun topic to bring in today. And our sponsor is U-Ship. We're going to hear a little bit more about them later in the episode. But for now, know that I have loved getting all of this information for all of you because it's actually information I needed to be gathering for myself as well. So this episode was really, really fun. Now, if you are not familiar, we're going to do a quick recap of what a PCS is, right? It's a permanent change in duty station. So we're literally saying your service member is no longer assigned to work in this location. They are now assigned to work in this location. Now, sometimes those can happen within the same area. Those might not require your family to move. Maybe it's, you know, going from one base to another. I know, for example, Fort Walton Beach area has a couple of different bases there. It's possible to not have to relocate your family and just have your service member maybe move to a different unit or move to a different base. That is like the unicorn and rainbows and, you know, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow situation. The rest of us, we're on the move. Okay, so we're literally relocating our households. We're relocating our people. We're relocating our households, our goods, our lives, our work, our families, our schooling, our social network. All of that stuff is moving, right? It's a lot. So what we've done in today's episode is we're going to talk about the basics of moving and then also tell you a little bit more about our sponsor, U-Ship, and what they can do to help make this whole scenario a little bit less stressful and just take one more thing off of your plate, right? Take that away so that you can focus your energy on other things that maybe you can't fix, right? Like, I don't know, getting a puppy when you don't have a fence. That may or may not be something my family is doing right now, right? So that's a good thing for my brain space. So U-Ship can make things easier for my family while I focus on a puppy without a fence before I move. So decision-making is going well here in our household. Thank you for asking. Back to today's episode. Now, when we talk about PCS and these permanent change of duty station, there's kind of two different ways that you can approach the move, right? There's two main schools of thought, and there's a lot of variation in there, and there can be leave on the way and training on the way. But for the most part, either the military moves you or you move yourselves. Now, the move yourself used to be called, I think it was do it yourself or something like that, but it was called a DITY, D-I-T-Y. It's now called a personally procured move, meaning, hi, Heather and family, you're going to move your own belongings. Here's what we will pay. Here's how it is reimbursed. And you are in charge of relocating yourselves. We will see you at the new place on the new day, right? Or you can have the military. Now, the military is what my family has done in the past because we've gone to and from overseas. And that was a lot of logistics to coordinate and not something that we were prepared to learn about. So we've done the traditional, the movers show up, they box up everything, they take everything, they show up, you know, on the back end, they have a delivery date and they've got a reimbursement and they have a crew. And then we unpack and we check the tag labels and we see where the damages are and file the charges and all those things, right? Now, the other option, the personally procured move, that's where you move yourselves, which sounds like a lot, right? Like now I'm renting a U-Haul, I'm doing all this stuff. The thing with companies that are out there, like today's sponsor, U-Ship, you can actually still have a full service move. That's right. You can circumvent some of the stress from having the military move you and also still do it yourself without having to actually do the work. Now, here's how. When you do a personally procured move, your moving system, you go into the moving system with the military and you say, yep, I would like to move myself. And then you put in your weight. And they say, based on, you know, based on your rank, based on your household size, how far you're going, the weight that you're allowed, this is what we would expect to pay for your move, right? If we were moving you, it would be in this ballpark. This is your maximum that you can get paid for your move. And then you can take that number and you can shop around and you can call a local company. You can call a national company. You can call a moving company and say, hey, I want full service move. And then you can look up a shipping container. And then you can look up local jobs. And then you can look up a loading team and an unloading team and someone else to transport. And you can do all this work, right? You can. That is available to you. You also could just rent the equipment yourself and physically move yourself. Those are all options available. Those are not options that are attractive to me as Heather in this season of life. So if that is something that works for you, fantastic. Please teach me your ways. Put in the comments how you make it work because I want to learn all the things. But if that does not sound attractive to you, let's talk about our sponsor, U-Ship. Now, U-Ship is a company that allows you to shop around for all of those moving resources, to shop around for all those options, but in one place, right? So think about going into one website and instead of calling all these different companies and doing all these different things, you can go to one spot at uship.com. And how it works is you list your item or your move. Maybe you just want them to move, say, your kayaks and your grills, and you've got everything else, right? You can list items all the way up to a full household. They do corporate moves. You can list whatever. List your item or your move, whatever needs to be relocated. And then you can say, nope, I just need a container to put it on, or I need a team to put it on and off of a container, or I need it stored, or I just need part of it, or I want someone to come and pack and do the entire thing and I want to never lift a finger. So you can list your move and how you want it handled, your start and finish point, and then you can compare the options. U-Ship does the work for you. They send quotes directly to your inbox, and then you can go through those and then you can choose your provider. And best part, there's a mobile app once you get your move set up that you can keep track of everything. You can have that communication. You can know where you are in your process, everything right at the tips of your fingers. Similar to a military move in the way that they can handle all the way up to everything, but you have a lot more decision-making ability. So this is really, really an attractive idea. Now, what's happening with the military move system this year is they are changing the way that they have done it. It is being a little more centralized. It's being overseen by a company that is somewhat new to this system and handling this scale of things. And there's some concerns from different people about how that's going to go. Some people have said it's privatizing moving, just like we privatized housing. And depending on where you are, that's been a good or bad experience, right? So you can understand where some people, maybe who have had the military move them in the past, are a little weary. Now, rest assured, you can Google the couple of locations. There's only 14 duty stations this year at peak season that are being moved by the new system. So if you're not one of those 14, you fall under the old familiar system. But if you don't want to deal with any of that at all, then you can do something like contact U-Ship. Mill Housing Network is a proud partner of U-Ship. Since 2004, U-Ship has been offering affordable, dependable, and easy methods to ship your vehicles, large furniture, household goods, and more. Make your PCS experience easier by connecting with one of their marketplace representatives today. Again, you can go into that website, uship.com. We will have our website for them down in the comments and in our show notes for this episode. You can just follow that link. It'll take you right there. But you can go right to that website, plan in your move, and there's no obligations. There's no credit card information required. You truly can just say, I'm interested in seeing what the options are. And then you can see if one of those works for you. It's a really, really neat thing to have available to us. Now, outside of whether or not you are moving yourself or having the military move you, there's a couple of things that you can do to prepare for move season now. The first one I'm going to recommend is whether or not you're moving this season or next season, or maybe never again, God bless you, that's amazing. But the first thing is just regularly going through your household belongings, paying attention to what doesn't work anymore. What clothes aren't you wearing? What clothes don't fit the kids anymore? Maybe you've been lugging around beach furniture and you haven't lived anywhere near a beach in 3 duty stations, right? Or you've got a box that has 7 stickers on it and you don't even know what's in it or if you want to move it again, right? So pay attention to things that you want to be getting rid of. That's going to make your job easier no matter how you're moving. Not having to keep track of more belongings than necessary is really, really going to help smooth the process. And then as you're preparing, think about what things you might want special care given to, right? Maybe your undergarments. You want to have those packed in maybe a Ziploc bag, and you're going to have those in a Ziploc bag or a toiletry bag, and you just don't want somebody packing your underwear, and you're going to pack up all of your clothing. Maybe you want all of your clothing in waterproof totes. I've seen where you can take trash bags and sort of group your closet clothes together and have bags over all of that and have those ready to be just put into boxes, you know, maybe 10 hangers at a time, trash bag over it. It sort of protects it from dust, protects it from mold, can protect it from issues. And if you get the scented trash bags, makes your laundry smell fresh when you unpack it, right? So there's lots of different ways. That's just for clothing. You can also take small items. My kids have Legos, for example. You can put those in big 2.5 gallon size bags and label them. Okay, yep, I've got them all out. Looks like I've got 5 bags of Legos. All right, bag 1 of 5, 2 of 5, 3 of 5, right? So now later, when those Legos get packed into a box, they're not going to be just a box of all of the gazillion Legos that I now have to untape. And holy Pete, there's a box full of random toys and random Legos, right? Those small items are contained, and that makes it easier. Now, when I get to the new location, oh, we're going to have the Legos in this part of the house this time. Let me go get my box with my Legos. Cool. These are ready to dump into a basket. Now the kids are ready to play with Legos while I go unpack the rest of the house, right? So be thinking about different areas of your house that you can be preparing ahead of time. And this can be weeks ahead of time, days ahead of time. There's many, many different resources out there that walk you through a timeline of how to prepare for your move. And you also could do no prep work at all. And you could say, you know what? I'm going to let them do all of it and I will handle, you know, unpacking however it goes. It kind of depends on your personal preference, depends on your preference for how you want your belongings handled, might depend on your timeline on the back end. My last move, I did a lot of preparation work because we had a tight timeline, or we thought we would, between arriving and starting school, and we wanted to be able to hit the ground running. Turns out, we started school before we had a house. So even more so, I was thankful that we had done a lot of prep work because we were in the middle of the school year. We were almost 9 weeks into our school year by the time we moved into our house. So we were able to take those things that were somewhat pre-prepped and ready to just, yep, this box goes here, that piece of furniture goes there, and things were ready to unload and go and continue building that new life in that new location. Remember, all of these ideas of how to prepare, these ideas of what to pack ahead of time, these ideas of how to shop around, these partners that we're bringing to you, like today's sponsor, YouShip, these are all ways that can help make this easier. Because the goal is that you are able to build a life that you love wherever you are, right? That's what we say in every episode. We want to bring you the tools and information and resources that you need as a military family and as a military community to be able to build your life and focus on more important things in that life. So again, please leave your comments down below this episode. Put them on our socials. Share them with us. Let us know, one, if you've tried some of these different ideas for moving, maybe some of your favorite moving hacks, or maybe if you've worked with YouShip before, or if you've experienced the new military moving system. Let us know all of these things. The more information we have, the more we can pass along to all of you as our listeners, and we love being able to share valuable information with all of you. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends. We appreciate all of the feedback and comments that you share with us as we continue to support the military community. Thank you all so much for being part of the Millhousing Nation. We appreciate you. The Millhousing Nation is where you will always have a community, no matter where you are stationed.